commonalities and the threads that join everything together.
Well, right. Yeah, I think it has. I think it really has. So what are you going to talk to us about today, Chris?
Well, what I'd like to tell the listeners a bit of a story of when sometimes synchronicity is really striking, when it's really out there and you can start to see a pattern to it that guides you how you might act in future. So there's a little bit of a bolder story than what I might have mentioned at previous times, but I'm encouraged by this program to go a little bit bolder, and I think I've had some recent experiences that might fit the bill.
Perfect.
Chris, as long as you keep your pants on, anything else is okay.
I'll at least keep my underpants on, Daryl.
Fair enough.
Anyway, there we were a couple of weeks ago, some friends of mine and I, in the Gobi Desert.
Okay.
We just had the camel trek in, and it was a little bit of a different experience because our friend Paddy, who'd set this trip up, he had a vision of us riding in our sky blue safari suits and our Russian fur hats. So, you know, it was a little bit different already. And we're set up there, and then that evening our friends decide to play Yahtzee. Well, this is interesting. You're playing Yahtzee, and I'm going very terribly at Yahtzee.
In the middle of the desert,
all these majestic sand dunes, and they're casting these shadows. Looks like a big yeti, you know, this shadow on the face of the dunes. Just a magical kind of thing. We're under the moonlight kind of thing. Well, anyway, I'm throwing all these lousy throws. And with Yahtzee, it's a dice game where you try to get, you know, five of a kind or straights or whatever. And I was really a long way behind, but suddenly I threw three sixes. And I thought, wait a minute. Something's a bit different here. If I throw two more sixes, and this might be spookily resonant, because next month my book Synchronicity comes out in its German edition called Synchronicitat, and they chose to put on the cover five dice showing sixes. Now, they just chose that. I thought, well, they know that I'm interested in the number six coming up all the time, but I thought, why didn't they use six dice with sixes on it, because I'm always on about the number six.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I kind of like the 5-6 they've chosen because it reminds me of the game Yahtzee, which I used to play as a kid. Hadn't played it for 40 years. So there I am sitting there, and I got my three sixes. I think, gee, if I throw another two sixes, that'd be very, you know, it'd be very good.
Awesome.
Didn't throw it the next round, but had one round left. Yes, 5-6s. So my friend takes a photo. There I've got the safari suit, the Russian fur hat, the 5-6s, the moon over my shoulder. I'm holding up this Haiyang beer in celebration. I thought, when I look back at the photo, I thought, I wonder what Haiyang means. You know, I had a feeling that might mean something. And actually, it means an unseen force that has supernatural power.
Wow.
Well, that's interesting. That's a little bit like synchronicity. Well, anyway, after that, I had a run of sixes everywhere that my friends noticed. For example, I bought some luggage. The bill came to 6660. We had lunch nearby as planned at a restaurant that was all decked out in turquoise. My friend just said, this is an unusual colour for China. Well, turquoise is the colour for synchronicity. That's why it's on the cover of my book.
Okay.
Then the bill came to 566. I was too lousy. I just rounded it up to 600. I should have given them 100 and would have rounded it up to 666. That would be needed. There's a message from the universe. I'm a bit too tight. So I've been a bit more generous with my tips lately. But anyway, then we're driving to the airport, and there are these big signs on buildings, you know, 6-6000 that a friend saw. Another one, 3666. The car that was closest to the hotel door had four sixes on it. This is coming up again and again and again, and I thought, something's on with this, and I'll say what I think it was shortly, but I read an article in the China Daily. And I thought, I think I know what this article might mean. I'll say something about that shortly. But anyway, I just watched one movie. It was only for 12 minutes. It involved a Kung Fu star being interviewed as a documentary. It was all in Chinese. I've never watched a movie, just one movie on a plane, just for 12 minutes, all in another language. And the only thing I could recognise in the credits was three sixes.
Gosh.
So I think, okay, now what that means is, as you gather, what I'm saying is I think there's a pattern here, especially like the restaurant I mentioned, the turquoise restaurant. We were seated at the table number six. It just kept on happening again and again and again, as witnessed by many friends. So now the thing is, when this happens, it's not just a little trick from the universe. I think there's a message to it.
Yes.
And in the next segment, I'll say what I think the message is.
Wow. I want to know what it all meant.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. It is the Catch Up, the Tuesday edition. It's 12 to 6. We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey.
Chris, okay, so just before you were telling us about how you kept, in a little trip that you were doing with some friends in China, you kept being stumbled over by sixes.
Yes.
Everywhere you went, there were sixes, sixes, sixes.
Yes.
The other thing that you were seeing a lot of was the turquoise that represents synchronicity.
Yes.
So you, and it was ridiculous how many times it kept coming up.
Yes.
To the point where everyone else that you were with, they started to see it.
Yes, well, one or two of the more sceptical people started to see it as much as anywhere else. And I thought that, I could tell that they were noticing that there's maybe more of a pattern here that was not too easy to dismiss and showing more interest in it.
Yeah, okay. So you think you know what it means?
Well, I think I've got more than a clue. And so it started off in the foyer of a Shanghai hotel when we're having our final group photo. And someone calls out my name, Chris. And it's Lily Stefanovic.
Oh,
and
Lily,
so a friend of mine said to Lily, she knew that she was travelling in China and I was, and she said, look, you might run into Chris. And well, of course, we did.
And Lily's from Geelong.
And I associate Lily with business from Geelong. So anyway, get on the plane a couple of hours later, and the China Daily I was reading said about how there's a real need for health information for Chinese workers. And so I thought that all the work that, say, our practice and others, number of people in Geelong, but we do work in the positive psychology field. And I thought that one of the areas that they're particularly interested in information, there are five different areas, and one of them was recovery from serious illness.
Mm.
And now, not many people know this, but my wife, Sue, also our practice manager, has just written a book in manuscript form. It's about to be published in a few months on recovery from cancer.
It
might be called Positive Oncology, but it'll probably be called something else by that stage. But I thought the way it's written is so readable and flowing, it'd translate perfectly into a China market. And a couple of years ago for my own book, it didn't come off, but I learned who the best Chinese translator was for positive psychology type texts. So I thought, well, this could be shaping up. Well, the next morning, I've gone for a run at home and I'm sitting on the front veranda reading the Geelong Advertiser. And it's got an article about how Geelong delegation, including Rebecca Casson, is in Nanjing in China. Well, they were in Nanjing last week to follow up on business deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's where I was based with our holiday, was in Nanjing. So I was there with a friend, Paddy, he's a senior manager at Ford in Nanjing. He's the one who organised our trip and our safari suits, I should say, as well. So then while I'm sitting there reading this article about, you know, Geelong and the connections with Nanjing, this elderly neighbour introduces herself for the first time and we're chatting, and we chatted for about 10 or 15 minutes, and out of the blue, she told me about how someone said something upsetting to her about not, you know, maybe raising her children so well. But she said, look, I think they're doing okay. I've got a son in Shanghai at the moment doing a business deal for the Australian Meat Board. I said, that's interesting. I was in Shanghai yesterday and I've been interested in finding out some Chinese business contacts that we might find out more about this information they want for their workers on health. And that day she dropped, or the next day she dropped around not just her son's details, but a couple of Chinese contacts in Shanghai that helped for business.
Gosh.
So I'm thinking, well, is this China business link that's developing a little bit further? The next morning I listened to Radio National, that I only do about every 2 months, and immediately on came Bob Carr, who I didn't know has a key role of Australia-China business links.
Former Premier of New South
Wales.
That's
right. An email came out just recently, the last couple of days, about, I think it's something through the Chamber in Geelong, but people going an 11-day trip to China to develop that. So this China kind of link kept coming up. I'd already thought that here's a prospect of even our practice being involved in some positive psychology information through China. Now, I normally keep this stuff completely to myself and keep it as a secret because it might seem weird. But now I'm putting it out there. I think ahead of time I'm saying I think something might come off with a Chinese business deal around health and positive psychology. It might not, but I think that's what the synchronicity is saying.
That's what it's all about. Mm. Well, let's just watch this space. It seems almost impossible that it's not going to come up.
But I think the message is here. If you see something like this, don't sort of brush it off, but turn around and embrace it and possibly act on it as quickly as you can.
So be bold, exactly, act on it. And that's the idea of combining synchronicity with kairos. So synchronicity is the pattern of seeing coincidences, you know, come into shape, and you get a sense it's telling you something. Kairos is acting swiftly on it. And what emboldened me to tell this story is a business leader contacted me recently, and we were chatting in a cafe about some of the experiences that she had that can relate to synchronicity and spiritual experience. And she was wondering if she's going a little bit mad. And I'm saying to people, no, that's not mad. No. That's Satori. Satori is a word meaning enlightenment. And sometimes we're enlightened through experiences that are different from normal. I call it numinous or sacred experience. And I'm arguing, if you like, or encouraging Geelong business and community leaders to be open to the notion of synchronicity and kairos, because that's turbocharged our business success for 20 years. I've normally kept it to myself because it seems a bit weird, but I think now's time to get the message out there.
Absolutely.
That's it. Embrace it. Look, Chris, we're out of time, but thanks for coming in and enlightening us with synchronicity.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Roxy.
It's the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.